This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
One of the great examples of peacemaking in the New Testament is found in St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Corinth was a very difficult community, and we believe that Paul wrote at least four letters to help them see the errors of their ways and to make the right choices. One of the difficulties is when he preached about the Holy Spirit, they understood it in terms of pagan spirits. They wanted to be possessed by that spirit. They thought that those who had certain gifts were better than others, such as the gift of speaking in tongues. And it created divisions within the community, factions. Some people said they were for Paul, others for Cephas, others for Apollos. And it's not that these apostles were leading these groups. It's simply the people used them as a slogan to differentiate themselves from each other. Well, they claim they're following the Spirit, and Paul has to remind them that the Spirit is not a spirit of division. It is a spirit of unity. That if we're truly acting and speaking in the Holy Spirit, we're not going to be judging others. We're not going to be condemning them. We're going to be loving them, trying to understand where they're coming from, trying to share the deepest truths of our heart with them, because we believe that that Spirit brings us to a community that, in the book of Revelation, would be called the heavenly Jerusalem. Heaven, when it eventually descends upon the earth, is not a relationship you and me, Jesus. It's a society which is founded on the Lord. And heaven already begins in every community where we are living that love. The measure of heaven on earth is not how well things are going. It's how much we're loving. And it's the Spirit who gives us that capacity to love each other and to heal whatever divisions. As Paul says, there's no longer Greek or Jew, slave or free, man or woman. It's not that these divisions have completely ceased, but they're not important anymore in light of the love of Christ.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.